Grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today in our gospel reading, we have a wonderful opportunity to focus on the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. We see that in verse 7 of our reading, Jesus calls him the Counselor. The Greek word that is translated here as counselor is parakletos, which is sometimes directly transliterated into English as paraclete. That's a word that you may have heard before, but it's not a word that's very commonly used in English because it's not, in fact, an English word. Sometimes it's simply transliterated as paraclete just because that word has such a broad range of meaning that it's hard to pin it down to just one English word equivalent. It can mean helper, comforter, counselor, advocate, intercessor. But the one shade of meaning that we'll focus especially on today is comforter. The promise from Jesus to his disciples to send the Holy Spirit as a comforter for them was just what they needed to hear at that time. Jesus had just told his disciples that he would be going away and would be leaving them. And he told them that the world would hate them because they belong to Jesus and not to the world. He told the disciples that they would suffer persecution, just as he himself was persecuted by the unbelieving people of the world. He told the disciples that they would be put out by the synagogue, by the church of their time, and that they would be persecuted, tortured, and even killed for their faith in Jesus. And they would suffer all of that without their Lord and Master Jesus to be with them and to help them. So we can certainly understand why this would cause the disciples to be filled with sorrow, as Jesus says when he looked into their hearts on that evening. It certainly would cause us to be filled with grief as well if we were in the same situation as those disciples were, if we heard the same dire predictions about our future filled with suffering and with sadness. Yes, the disciples certainly needed a comforter. They needed a helper. And so do we. In many ways, we are in a similar situation to those first disciples. The unbelieving world hates us because we are different, because we do not join with the people of the world in all of the sinful things that they like to do. Especially the people of this world hate it when we point out their sin. They would prefer not to think at all about their sins, not ever to have to feel guilty. But when we proclaim God's word to them, and when we say that everyone is sinful and needs forgiveness, that is a message that the world hates. And we may suffer in various ways as a result of proclaiming that message. Perhaps our coworkers or even our friends or family members may stop talking to us. Sometimes maybe they will even do bad things against us. For all of those reasons, we desperately need a comforter, a helper. But we also need a comforter because of our own sins, which bring grief to us. It's true that sometimes persecution happens in our lives by no fault of our own. But when we think about it, sometimes we are persecuted by others because we say one thing, but we do something else instead. For example, as Christians, we know what God's will is for us in our lives, and we know that he wants us to obey him and not to sin. But so often, we still do sinful things. And so when the people around us see and hear us doing and saying sinful things, they may mock us and hate us. They may accuse us of being hypocrites, of saying that God wants us and all people to live in a certain way, but then we ourselves do not live in that way. So that is a grief that we bring upon ourselves. We need a comforter. In verse 8, Jesus says that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world about sin, about righteousness, and about judgment. These words and the explanation that Jesus gives about them are a bit difficult to understand. Jesus is saying that part of the Holy Spirit's work of comforting us is first to make us uncomfortable. That is, first to use God's law to point out and to convict us of our sin. God's law shows us our sins and shows us that we need a Savior to take away our sins. So if the Holy Spirit wants to comfort us, he first needs to show us that we need to be comforted. So the Holy Spirit shows the whole world that if they do not believe in Jesus, then they are guilty of sin. We Christians might think, but I do believe in Jesus. But any time that we sin against God, that in itself is a kind of unbelief, a refusal to trust in God and to do what God wants, a subconscious doubting that God really does exist or that he really will punish sin as he says he will. So we also need the Comforter to first make us uncomfortable by showing us our sin. And then Jesus says, the Comforter convicts the world about righteousness. When we see Jesus ascend into heaven 40 days after he rose from the dead, we see more proof that he is the true God, just as he said. We see more proof that only he is righteous and that we are not righteous. And the Comforter convicts the world about judgment. Jesus says that the devil has already been condemned when Jesus died on the cross. But even so, the people of the world still follow after the devil and his sinful ways instead of following Jesus. This will bring them under the same judgment as the devil. It's very clear. The whole world is sinful. The whole world needs a comforter, a helper. So as we read this gospel today, we thank God for his promise to send the Holy Spirit. We thank God for fulfilling his promise by sending the Holy Spirit upon his disciples during that festival of Pentecost almost 2,000 years ago. And we thank God that he still sends the Holy Spirit to be with us today, living in the hearts of everyone who believes in Jesus, and that the Holy Spirit still does that work of comforting us. How does the Holy Spirit do that work of comforting us? Jesus tells us in our reading, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. Well, we just saw how some truth, the truth about our sins, actually makes us uncomfortable. So how can the Holy Spirit guiding us into all truth make us comfortable? Notice the word all. All truth. It is true that we have sinned and that we deserve eternal punishment in hell because of our sins. But that is not all of the truth. The good news for us is that that is only part of the truth. The full truth is that even though we have sinned against God in many ways, Jesus gave up his life for us on the cross in order to take away our sins so that we will not suffer eternal punishment in hell, but will have eternal life with God in heaven. This is the full truth. This is just the kind of comfort that we need. And as Jesus says, the Holy Spirit guides us into this truth. On our own, we would have refused to believe that the gospel is true. But the Holy Spirit speaks to us through God's word and leads us to believe that it is true. He gives us faith to believe this good news about Jesus as our Savior, to believe that that message is true. This is just the kind of comforter we need, one who gives us the truth, which tells us that our biggest problem has already been resolved by Jesus. Sometimes the devil will try to accuse us and make us feel guilty because of our sins. But the Holy Spirit is our comforter. He is our advocate. In the divine courtroom before the Father's throne, the Holy Spirit defends us against the accusations of the devil by displaying the evidence of Jesus dying on the cross and rising from the dead as proof that we are not guilty. We have been rescued by Jesus. This is the truth. And we also see from Jesus' words that the Holy Spirit does not tell us anything new or secret or different from what Jesus told us. Some Christians believe that God will speak special, secret messages directly into the hearts of individual Christians. So some Christians feel like they must wait to make major decisions in their lives. They must wait to receive a special revelation from God to tell them which decision they should make and where they should go, what job they should take, or whom they should date and marry. But Jesus says no. Jesus says, the Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Holy Spirit simply tells us God's word. That is, he speaks to us through the Bible. As we hear God's word here in our worship service, or in our Bible studies together, or in our personal devotions at home, sometimes the Holy Spirit may bring certain parts of God's word to mind for us, parts of God's word that we have heard or learned before, and just at the right moment when we need to remember that certain message, the Holy Spirit brings it up from the depths of our memories to recall it to mind, to give us comfort, to give us special word of comfort from him, or sometimes rebuke or courage or peace, just that we needed at that very moment. So let us give thanks today to Jesus for keeping his promise to send us the Comforter. Without the Holy Spirit, we would be lost in despair because there is no way that we could ever get rid of our sins by our own power. On our own, we would be helpless and hopeless. But the Holy Spirit has guided us into all truth. He has shown us Jesus as our Savior. He has taken away our grief, and instead he has given us hope. Hope that trusts in God's promise. Hope that trusts that God's promises are all true, that he will keep his promise and take us to be with him in heaven on the last day. So whenever we have trouble or difficulty, let's return to the Bible, to God's word of truth. It is there in God's word that we find our comforter. Our comforter always tells us just what we need to hear to help us get through the troubles and the difficulties of this life. So let's go to God's word of truth and listen to him often. Amen.